Good morning, Jake Warning, it's Fenway on Tuesday morning, 7:32 the time, 40 degrees in our town downtown. Beautiful Tuesday opening day at the Fenway Park. And I'll be there too. More about that in a moment.
There's a boy and there's a girl, as happy as can be. There's a heart with initials, caught in a shady tree. There's a river and a waterfall, but the best part of it all is it's where I fell in love. It's a place where grass grows greener.
Before 8 o'clock, 7:35, Man Alive, it's Tuesday morning here, 40 degrees, fair skies. It'll be high today, near 50, and in the meantime, it'll be a little cloudy here and there.
Find Fenway in Fenway Park and win $10 silver and a load of WMEX prizes.
Did you Fenway it this morning? That's the phrase to say. I'll be sitting somewhere in Fenway Park on the Red Sox opening day.
This is Fenway, and I'm going to the opening game of the Red Sox at Fenway Park on Tuesday, April 11th. It'll pay you to look for me. The first person to tap me on the right shoulder in Fenway Park after the game has started and says,
did you Fenway it this morning,
wins $10 silver and a load of WMEX prizes.
Whoopee!
Oh, fine Fenway. At Fenway Park, I'll be there on opening day.
And, of course, opening day is today, and here's today's clue as to what I'll be wearing. First of all, I'll be wearing red pants, a white shirt, and a blue tie. That's red, white, and blue. And you can always tell me because before the game starts, Don Parker, during the national anthem, will hold me over third base and wave me back and forth, and 34 Boy Scouts will salute me. That's today. Don't forget now, I'll be there at Fenway Park this afternoon.
These days, everybody's looking for value. And when it comes to medical care, nothing gives you more value than Blue Cross Blue Shield. With Blue Cross Blue Shield, you get service benefits. For members, these service benefits are the great big plus. In addition to generous room and board allowances, many unpredictable services are provided in the hospital. These include drugs and use of operating rooms, as well as professional services such as x-rays and laboratory tests. These and many other services are provided in full to members using semi-private accommodations. Services of your physician or surgeon are covered in the hospital and in many cases outside the hospital. These services are generally covered in full if your annual income is within certain broad limits. In these days of value seeking, why take less for your money? Get more for your money, the most. Get Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
22 before 8.
If you give me just a little while, I'll change each teardrop to a smile. Promised happiness, but he left you loneliness. What makes you hurt inside? Lost love or injured pride? Oh, little lonely one, now don't you cry. You'll forget him by and by. If you give me just a little while, he kept you on a string while you gave your everything. Will be hard for me to fight his ever-loving memory. But give me just a chance, and I'll bring true romance.
Jarmel's, Sol and Harry Jarmel, Little Lonely One, 20 before 8 o'clock Wimax time, 20 before 8 on the new WMEX. It's Tuesday morning. It'll be partly cloudy today, somewhat higher temperatures than yesterday. The high will be near 50, currently 40 Wimax degrees.
Scores galore, sports report, news and names from your favorite games on 1-5-1-0-W.
The Boston Red Sox open up their 1961 season today against the Kansas City A's at Fenway Park. Bill Monbouquet will pitch for Boston while Kansas City counters with Ray Herbert. Remember, find Fenway at the ballpark today and win valuable prizes. WMEX's Fenway will be sitting somewhere in Fenway Park this afternoon. United Press International's Board of Baseball experts tab Boston Red Sox and Los Angeles Dodger players for top season performance. Dodger Duke Sider is picked to make a comeback, while outfield teammate Willie Davis is tabbed as a national rookie. In the American League, it's Boston's Carl Yastrzemski as the best rookie bet, and Jackie Jensen is the comeback hopeful. In basketball, the Boston Celtics can wrap up their fourth pro basketball title in 5 years with a victory over the St. Louis Hawks tonight. The Celtics hold a 3-1 edge in the best-of-seven series and need only a win in their home court to gain a third consecutive National Basketball Association championship. And heavyweight contender Eddie Machen pounded out an easy 10-round decision over Big Mike DeJohn at San Francisco Cow Palace last night. Big X reports on sports every morning at 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40.
Holy day, night and day, with 1-5-1-0.
19 before 8.
What's the big, big news in bread today, Tip-Tops?
Mr. Big Bread.
Your family will go in a big, big way for Tip-Tops.
Mr. Big Bread. Big, big size for big eating pleasure.
Keep fresh wrapper, keeps it fresher.
Fresher.
Hurry on down without delay for Tip-Tops.
Mr. Big Bread.
Women who love their families set a Tip-Top table with Tip-Top's Mr. Big Bread.
From the Wimax Music Museum.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song his own, he rode his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
And you behave next time you wait on the car.
What's the Boston weather? 1510 weather, Mr. WMEX weather wizard.
The weather partly cloudy today. Partly cloudy, somewhat higher temperatures than yesterday. The high will be near 50. Clear and cold tonight, low in the middle 30s. Fair Wednesday morning, increasing clouds Wednesday morning. And increasing clouds in the afternoon with somewhat higher temperatures. It's still 44 fair degrees in our town downtown. It's exactly 7:45, 15 before 8 on the new WMEX. Coming up this Friday night, Fenway's going to be at Central Junior High School in Weymouth. Core Record Hop sponsored by the Union Congregational Church. In person, Wild and the Miles Ones, the Rhythm Kings, and of course featuring my famous Fenway Weymouth Bird Calls. That's coming Friday night, Central Junior High in Weymouth.
Automatic gas heats water faster and for less than any other fully automatic method. Get a new Rheem Coppermatic gas water heater from Boston Gas or your master plumber for as little as $1.52 a week.
Of course, experts agree that an automatic gas water heater is the most efficient kind you can get. It keeps the water hot, but doesn't cost a lot. Better call up your master plumber today. 13 before 8 o'clock on the new WMEX. Good morning.
Thank you. invitation that sounds so much better than you know who.
It's a Tuesday. I'm Fenway, 11 before 8 o'clock.
Got the winter blues? There's a refreshing good morning to you in Hood 100% pure Florida orange juice. Try it.
It's beautiful day, 40 degrees and fair skies. Here's a newie by Connie Francis. She's breaking in a brand new heart.
If my friend should ask for me,
Cutie, Connie Francis, 8 before 8 o'clock, 8 before 8 o'clock. Be informed with WMEX Instant News coming your way in 3 for ye right here in the Big X. 40 degrees it is, going to be high near 50. In just about 5 live, we'll play What I Say by Jerry Lee. You wait and see.
I'm a walking in the
news.
Instant news summary for Registry of Motor Vehicles, Boston Scattered Clouds, 40 WMEX degrees. Color radio clock, 7:54. Big X, big story, Jerusalem, Israel. The trial of ex-Nazi Adolf Eichmann began in Jerusalem this morning. WMEX news staff, headed by former Nuremberg prosecutor General Telford Taylor and world correspondent Ira Hirschman, is preparing today's report. In an early dispatch, WMEX instant news learned that 55-year-old Hitler colonel listened closely to the reading of the indictment, charging him with crimes against humanity and the Jewish people. He wears a black suit and gray tie, smokes a nervous cigarette in his cell atop the courthouse. Big X home ground, Boston. The Teamsters Union contract with New England trucking interests expires at midnight tonight, but officials have promised there will be no immediate strike action. William McCarthy, negotiator for the union, says the membership will have a chance to vote on management's final offer at a mass meeting on Sunday. Boston. 11 clergymen representing most Massachusetts Protestants have invited the John Birch Society to join them in a serious study of methods to strengthen freedom and thereby combat communism. Boston. The Massachusetts Senate has approved an all-time record county budget of $24 million. The budget cleared the Senate yesterday after previously being passed in the House. It was the biggest expenditure in history for operating county government. Boston. At least part of Route 93 will be open to Rockingham Racetrack in Salem, New Hampshire by July 4th. State Public Works Commissioner Jack P. Riccardi says that one side of the highway will be completed through the entire road, will not be finished for some time. Again, Boston. The trial of Newton contractor Louis Racine for allegedly cheating the Metropolitan District Commission is expected to be slightly delayed today while attorneys for State Representative Charles Ianello present petitions to the court. Lawyers for the Boston Democrat told WMEX Instant News they would ask for a bill of particulars detailing each indictment against the legislator. Beacon Hill. City and state officials were reassured today that the $150 million Prudential Center will be built despite the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority's inability to construct a toll road. A brief announcement from the authority last night explaining that it could not build the extension because of a poor bond market stunned city and state leaders. Big X New England, Pittsfield. A jury was drawn yesterday to hear the case of Louis M. Adorno, 18-year-old Pittsburgh youth. A grand jury has brought 13 indictments against Adorno, including those for perjury, burglarizing a court building, and conspiring to obstruct justice in the December Kozom murder trial. Hazardville, Connecticut. It was dust to ashes yesterday in Hazardville, Connecticut, and before it was over, damage caused by a fire in the sawdust shed at the Bridge Manufacturing Company was estimated at $40,000. Springfield. The Greater Springfield Ministerial Association voted approval of President John F. Kennedy's stand on federal aid to private and parochial schools last night. Big X World, Moscow. Rumors persist in the Russian capital that the Soviets have launched a man into space. Henry Shapiro reports from Moscow.
Moscow today has withdrawn rumors that the Russians have successfully launched, orbited, and recovered the first cosmic traveler. Unofficial sources, which in the past have proved accurate, said that the space traveler is undergoing physical tests, and an announcement will be made as soon as Soviet scientists are ready to report. For the past few days, Soviet and foreign journalists have been alerted to stand by for a most important announcement. And a small colony of about 50 correspondents have been on a round-the-clock vigil to report the historic event.
Vandenberg Air Base, California. The capsule from the satellite Discover 23 is circling the globe in its own orbit after an unsuccessful attempt yesterday to return it to Earth intact in a recovery area near Hawaii. Miami. A former Cuban senator has been indicted in Miami on charges of plotting an abortive invasion of Cuba last October. Color radio clock, 7:58. Big X reports on sports. The Boston Celtics can wrap up their fourth pro basketball title in 5 years with a victory over the St. Louis Hawks tonight. The Celtics hold a 3-1 edge in the best of seven series. Registrar Riley says certified personnel in 3,100 official inspection stations are waiting for you to drive your car in for inspection. You must have the Red April inspection sticker on your windshield May 1st. Comply with the law. Submit your car for a checkup now. 1510 Weather Tower. Currently 40 WMEX degrees, humidity 75%, winds west at 19 miles per hour. Boston weather. Partly cloudy today with somewhat higher temperatures, high near 50. Clear and cool tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Fair tomorrow, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with somewhat higher temperatures. Instant news summary for the Registry of Motor Vehicles on the new WMEX. Survey proven, number one. Next news, the instant in
Boston. Boston just for you. Front page news that's always new on WMEX. Newsbeat, WMEX, Newsbeat.
with your diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, all right. Hey, hey.